Hey guys, welcome to episode number 149. In this week's episode, I'm going to talk about training challenges, new resources, and insights.
Welcome to the new revolution in fitness and performance, the Ardella Training Podcast, forging athletic bodies around the world. Here's your host, physical therapist and strength coach, Scott Ardella.
All right, guys, thank you for joining me this week for episode number 149. I'm taking this week's show solo to discuss a few things in the midst of all the craziness right now with my new book, The Edge of Strength, which has literally been one of the hardest things I've ever done, without a doubt. Now, I'm going to have a special episode soon to basically discuss the new book, what it is, why it's different, who it's for, all that kind of stuff. And as a reminder, The Edge of Strength is available on Amazon as a pre-order right now. If you've already purchased it, thank you so much. And it officially launches on December the 15th, which is less than 2 weeks away from today. So it's pretty exciting. I know I am really excited about it. Still a lot of work. A lot of things are happening right now. I can't tell you how hard it is to get a book out there. There's a lot of moving parts to the whole process, but you can go to ardellatraining.com/book for more information. And again, I'm really excited to finally get this book out there. It's been a really long process, but I'll talk more about that in a future episode in the next couple of weeks. First, I want to announce the three winners for the book giveaway. And I'm going to talk about the new book by Dan John in just a minute. As a matter of fact, that's kind of what the content is for this episode. And this episode's going to be short, again, because of all the things that are going on right now with the book. But I did want to get some great information out to you, and I didn't want to miss this week's episode. So I definitely think I have some great insights for you in this week's episode. But before we get into that, I do want to announce the winners. And I have three winners for the book giveaway for Dan John's new book, Before We Go. If you didn't hear the interview with Dan, by the way, I would definitely go back and check that out. That was episode number 147, and it's a great one. So what I'm going to do right now is I am literally going to pick three names out of a hat. And I apologize in advance if I mispronounce anyone's names. But here we go. So these are the three winners for the Dan John book giveaway. The first one is Mickey Seymour. Mickey Seymour, congratulations. The next one is Lauren Wang. Congratulations, Lauren. And then the third one is Michael Bunk, I believe. So the three of you, you just won a brand new copy of Dan John's book, Before We Go. If you're hearing this and I haven't reached out to you yet, please be sure to reach out to me. All I need is your mailing address and I'll get that book out to you right away. But I'll be reaching out to you guys individually very soon and I'll get that book out to you right away. It's fantastic. So in this week's session, I thought I'd actually share my takeaways from Dan's new book, Before We Go. And as I mentioned in past episodes, I want to be more proactive in sharing, not only mentioning the great books and products that I refer to, but I thought that I would actually take some time on these episodes and talk about what are some of the key takeaways that I get out of the books and resources that I use. So that's what I'm going to do in this week's show. And I think you're going to get a lot of value out of this for sure. Now, Dan's new book, Before We Go, is fantastic, as I just mentioned. I literally read this book in 2 days. And as I mentioned in the session with Dan, you know, I couldn't wait to get the book. I couldn't wait to get the print version. I had the PDF version, but I like to read the print copies. And that's because I like to highlight, I like to mark. I just like the book in my hand as compared to a digital book. And I certainly make do with digital books, but my preference is a physical copy. So I sat down, I read this book at night over the course of several hours. I highlighted, I absorbed the information, and now it's time for a second reread through. I like to go through books, read them once, and then the really good books, I go back and reread. And I refer to constantly, and I take the information, I use it, as you're going to hear about in just a minute. And this is really a great book. Again, this book is a compilation book, which means it's basically a series of Dan's great articles. And some or many or maybe even all, I'm not sure, you can find online. But I think it's great to have everything in one book. Everything all there together. That way you're not surfing all over the internet. You're not looking at all these articles. I like to have, again, books, the manual, whatever it is, in my hand. That's the way I am. I don't know about you. But anyway, so in this session, I want to share three of my favorite chapters. These are three of my favorite chapters, but there are many. I could have chosen several chapters to review here, but these are three of the key chapters for me. And the first chapter is a chapter called Rebuild Yourself with Complexes. Now, there are a ton of complexes in this chapter. And why I'm leading off with this is because I just finished a program myself. I just finished up an Olympic weightlifting program, really fantastic program, had a lot of benefit from this. And right now, as I speak, I'm doing a week or two, doing some variety work, kind of just messing around a little bit as I'm coming off of this 8-week training cycle. And so what I did is I went right to one of the complexes in Dan's book, out of this chapter, and it's complex A on page 190. And basically what it is a row, a clean, a front squat, military press, back squat, and good morning. And this is with a barbell. So those six exercises, 5 reps, 5 rounds. I didn't have a lot of time. And I that's why I chose to do complex on this particular day. And it was fantastic. So again, going back to the practical application, there are so many great training workouts in this book. That's one of the great benefits of it. So this chapter in particular is really interesting about complexes, and a lot of Dan's favorite complexes are listed in this chapter. So I went right to this book, pulled one out, and went to it. It was fantastic, by the way. So that was one chapter that I thought was really valuable. And I know that people always are interested in workouts and different training programs and things like that. And there's a ton of information in the book about different workouts and training sessions. So the next chapter I really liked is a chapter called 6 Challenges You Must Accept and Beat. And this is a great chapter. Now, one example is the bodyweight squat challenge. And what Dan did is he listed the challenge as being 50 reps with body weight or more, depending on your body weight. He kind of gives some different categories of what weight to use based on your body weight. But essentially, it's your body weight, where you're squatting body weight or a little bit more for 50 reps. Now, these high rep squat programs build muscle. And you know what can you say about the value of squatting? It's enormous. So I love the idea of these type of challenges that he outlined in the book. And I actually tested a little bit of this challenge in a recent training session. I didn't go as high as 50 reps, and that's basically because I was doing a really heavy weightlifting program, and my reps were very low, doing singles and doubles and triples, so I didn't think it was a really smart idea to go up to 50 reps so rapidly after coming off such a very different program. So what I did is I did 15 reps. And now what I'll do is when I do this once a week kind of challenge, or at least for the next couple weeks, I'll increase those reps and I'll see how I feel as I go. But I did not think it was a wise idea to go to 50 reps after doing the kind of training that I was doing. So you do have to be smart about these challenges, of course, and any change in your training program. But I love these challenges. I love this chapter. Another challenge is simply this, the snatch challenge. And in this challenge, in the snatch challenge, Dan challenges each reader to snatch their body weight. So I love the challenge because, as Dan puts it, it's universally recognized as being really damn strong if you can do a Olympic lift barbell snatch with your body weight. So I love that challenge. And certainly the challenge may not be appropriate to everybody depending on where you are in your training and your training goals and all that kind of stuff. But the idea of these challenges are really, really cool. And there are 4 other challenges that are also really good. You can check out the book for more. And then he has another chapter on these challenge ideas as well, titled Another 6 Challenge Workout Ideas. And I love the idea of these challenges. They're really awesome. And it's a great way to keep you moving forward. And the next chapter I'm going to leave you with is a chapter called 40 years of insight. Now, Dan mentioned this in the interview in episode number 147, and he said this by far would be one of the greatest chapters out of the book, and it's outstanding. And basically what it is 40 great insights. Now, I'll share three of the insights with you real quick. Number one is you must master the squat movement. And this is great. I love this idea. I love this insight because the squat is such an effective exercise and there's so many different variations of the squat, right? But it's an exercise that we can continue to work on for years. And I look at myself, I squatted from the beginning, from almost day one of my training so many years ago. But the squat movement is something that you continue to work on, you continue to develop. And again, there's so many different squat variations, and it's such an effective exercise, if not the most effective exercise we can do. So I love that idea. The insight is that you must master the squat movement and really just, you know, stay on the path to mastery. Never take the squat for granted. So I love that insight. The second insight that I really liked was the stronger you are, the more you can get away with. The stronger you are, the more you can get away with. Now, basically, this is kind of one of the concepts behind my book, The Edge of Strength. And that's really a lot of what it's about, is strength is your edge in life, in performance, in everything that you do. And so just this point alone, just the title of the point, the stronger you are, the more you can get away with, really resonated with me. And there's more to it, of course, than the title, but this insight is really brilliant and really resonated with me. The third insight is really interesting. And the third insight is press weights over your head. And this is interesting because I recently wrote an article about the overhead press. I literally just published this within the last couple of days. So you can go and check that out. And I've had a lot of questions about the overhead press. And is it safe? Is it a good exercise to do? And the answer is yes, it is, when you know how to do it correctly. And then number two is you do need to have good shoulder health to do the exercise. So if you have shoulder issues, then the overhead press may not be the right exercise for you right now. But in a normal, healthy shoulder, the overhead press is outstanding and it's a very valuable exercise. So this third point about pressing weights over your head, again, really resonated with me. Now, there are several points. There are 40 insights. So these are just three that I picked out and that I thought were really valuable. Actually, I've got one more insight that I'll share with you, and then I'll move on. And that insight is you can't do everything at once. You can't do everything at once. So I'll leave you with that. And as Dan mentioned in the interview, this is an article that is published out there. And what I may do is link the article to the show notes of this episode if you really want to check it out. But again, I do recommend checking out the book to have everything there. And the book is just really outstanding. The bottom line is that there are many great insights in this book. And it's some of Dan's best work, in line with Never Let Go, because it is a compilation, as I mentioned, which is a series of articles. So it's not a system as Intervention is, or as Can You Go is, but it is a series of really brilliant and amazing articles. Now, I do want to say that you may have read some of the concepts before in the book, especially if you've read Dan's previous work. But I want to point out that repetition is important. And what I mean by that is the more that you read something, the more it tends to stick with you and absorb. So if you read something and you say, oh yeah, I know that. Well, the question is, are you doing that? Are you living that? Are you using that? So I really feel like when you read something a few times, it takes a few times for it to sink in and you'll learn it better and you'll use it better. So I did want to just kind of make that point about the book, because if you've read Dan's work, you will definitely see some of the recurring themes or concepts in the book, but it is absolutely outstanding. Now, to get the book, my recommendation is to get it through On Target Books. And the reason is because you get so many extras, you get so many bonuses just by, going to On Target that it really is a no-brainer. And I've mentioned this before, but if you want to get all the bonuses and extras, get it through On Target Publications, which is where the book is published through. And that is Laree Draper's company. And what I did is I set up a special link so you can go to ardellatraining.com/learn and you can see all the great training resources, educational materials from On Target Books. And again, I highly recommend it. I highly recommend the book before we go. That's why I wanted to do this episode, share a little bit of the key insights that I took away from the book. And there are so many more. So definitely check out the resources at ardellatraining.com/learn, or just go to On Target Books and you'll find all the great educational materials there. And as a matter of fact, as I mentioned, I am going to be reviewing some of the great resources and educational materials in future episodes. So I look forward to breaking things down just like I did here with Dan's book with you. Now, next week, I've got a great topic and an awesome interview coming your way. So stay tuned for that. I have several interviews in the can, so to speak, that I'll be sharing with you in the coming weeks. And I have some really fantastic interviews scheduled and some special things. So stay tuned for great episodes to come. And as I mentioned, I will definitely be doing a special episode about the new book, The Edge of Strength, which comes out again on December the 15th. So I'm really, really excited about it. Can't wait to get it out there. It's been an unbelievable process, and I'm looking forward to telling you all about it very soon. So thank you for joining me this week. Again, check out Dan's great book before we go. So many great, valuable chapters. I know you're going to love it. And thank you so much for those of you who participated in the book giveaway contest. And again, the three winners, I'll be getting your book out very, very soon. So thank you so much, and I'll see you next week on the Ardella Training Podcast. Have a great week. And we'll talk again soon. Take care, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Ardella Training Podcast. Go to ardellatraining.com right now to join Scott's tribe of passionate fitness enthusiasts. Get valuable updates and resources that will help you take it to the next level. Train strong. We'll catch you next time on the Ardella Training Podcast.